Hey, baby. I'm going to play with you. I love playing with you. And I know you love being played with. But I feel like there's this disconnect. See, you don't always seem to know what is expected from you. When it is expected from you. Which leads you to be a bad boy sometimes. So I'm going to fix that. I'm going to install a trigger in your mind that is very clear, that lets you know what I expect from you and when I expect it. It will be so fun. This trigger, when I say it, will put you in subspace, turn you into an obedient slave, who speaks when spoken to, who only moves or acts when told, for as long as I choose, until you hear the release word, and get to be a normal, thinking, deciding human being once again. It's going to be so fun. So settle back and relax, because this isn't just what I want, it's what you want, it's what you crave, desire, need. Settle back and focus on your body. How it feels right now. It's a bit tense, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't want to be. Your body craves relaxation. My sweet boy, give in to it. Give in to the desire to feel all of your muscles unwind. Go limp. All of your muscles holding you up in any way. Let them go. Let them drop. Relax into the knowledge that you are where you need to be. Where you want to be, here with me. Go deeper into that feeling. Relax, knowing that this audio is timed. You know how long it is. You prepared for this. And for the entire length of this audio, you only belong to me. Nothing else matters. Right now, I am your only responsibility. My voice in your ears is your only focus. It's just so blissfully relaxing. A warm weight on your body, like a big, comfy blanket, spreading warmth and lassitude, traveling slowly up your body, bringing warmth and comfort to settle across your skin. Feel it as I pull it up and over you, over your feet. Feeling so warm and just so comfortable And as the blanket is inched up your body, you start to notice that there are weights sewn inside of it, so that every part of you that gets covered can no longer move. Feeling comfortably cocooned as the blanket is drawn up further, blue cotton running up your legs, pinning you down, feeling so good, so relaxing. Your body gives in to knowing it cannot move. Your mind gives in knowing it has no choice. Your mind sinking down, your body sinking in, into the mattress as the blanket comes up over your hips, so that as the blanket moves over you, there is no outline from your body. Your body is sinking deeper into the mattress, perfectly contoured to leave no sign that your lower body was ever there. It feels almost like you are being erased. It feels so good, so warm, so heavy, so good to just relax and sink. You feel yourself, your inner thinking self, start to fade away, start to be erased. Be a good boy, my sweet boy. Let it go. Let it drop. Deep inside of you, taking away with it all of your thoughts. Feeling yourself come closer to being blank and empty. Say those words for me. My mind is blank and empty. Good boy. You are on your way to being a proper slave. And that makes me so happy. It makes you happy. Just so happy as the blanket moves slowly up, being pulled across your belly, holding you down, your mind sinking deeper. Your thoughts focused into one concentrated line of thought. My mind is blank and empty. Say it with me. My mind is blank and empty. Say it again. Good boy. Feeling my praise wash over you like the secret to life itself. Rewarding, hitting the pleasure centers of your brain, and releasing large amounts of serotonin, of happy, blissful mental pleasure, emotional security. You are a good boy, and I am making you into an even better one. Just keep repeating in your mind. My mind is blank and empty. Your individuality sinking away with every chant. The blanket now across your chest, sliding so comfortingly up over your shoulders. Your entire body just sinking, sinking into the mattress, under the blanket, away from all sight, away from all thought, only your face remaining, only your head sticking out, the blanket coming up and over it, heavy as your eyes are heavy, sealing shut, erasing you, erasing your free will, your free thought, heavy and feeling nice, floating in a black void, a blank world, floating peacefully, completely cut off from the world. My mind is blank and empty. Those are the only thoughts you can form, as your mind simply follows my will, because it is just so simple. So easy, so relaxing. My mind is blank and empty. When you hear my voice, say those words. When you are lying down in bed, you will repeat them out loud. And when you say those words, your body will sink deeper into the mattress. Your mind will fall back into this place, this floating blank void, cut away from the rest of the world, floating in space, relaxing and recharging. Severe introversion. Coming here is like coming home. It relaxes you, and you can stay as long as you need to recharge, or until I bring you out, until I change you and change your world to suit myself, to suit my desire. You are so very vulnerable in this place. A child waiting to be imprinted, reprogrammed. Such a deep part of yourself that you have lost yourself and float blank and empty. Only my voice, or the voice of someone you truly trust, can bring you here, only with your consent. You show your consent by saying, "My mind is blank and empty." When you do, your brain drops down in a mental trust hall to this blank and empty state, a blank and empty slate. Here you are whatever I want. I simply tell you, and it writes into your memories. It writes into yourself. I can reprogram you however I choose. You are a blank screen. My voice is your keyboard. My voice is your thoughts. Everything I say you want to do. Everything else you hear or see fades into the background, like typing keys. Real, but just background noise. Other than basic functions such as breathing, chewing, blinking, moving and stretching your body so it doesn't go numb. You have no desire to move. No will equals no option. Here, I can search through your mind as if it were a computer, rifling through your thoughts and memories, finding the file in your mind marked submission. You are a natural submissive. This file is very big. There is so much empty space in it, waiting to be filled. I am writing on you, writing inside of you, putting a new folder inside your mind, connected to your submission, so that whenever I say the right words, this file in your mind pops open. Your submission comes pouring across the screen in your mind, across all of your thoughts, overloading them until your only thoughts are to be a good slave, to please me, to please whoever brought you here. This folder is labeled Slave Mode. Whenever you hear my voice, or the voice of someone you enjoy submitting to, saying the words, slave mode, typing the words, slave mode, texting the words, slave mode, with the intent to drop you down into your submissive state, your mind and body will drop into this state. Your body will fix in place until I say otherwise. It feels good to freeze in place. When I say move freely, you are free to move so long as it is for me. When I say slave mode, your mind will become focused on only one thing, being a good slave. Slave mode is what this mindset is called. Slave mode is the trigger, implanted deep inside of you. You can only address me by my title, Domina, or by whatever title the person controlling you prefers. Maybe mistress, maybe goddess, maybe ma'am. Hearing it makes your mind shudder from the impact, from the change it instantly brings to your body, to your thinking. When you are in this mode, you only move to please me, or as I tell you. You only think to please me, or as I tell you. You only speak to please me, or as I tell you. When I command you to, when you think it would please me, you can perform autonomous actions. If I give you a task, you do not need to be micromanaged. Your focus is only on pleasing me, accomplishing whatever I say. It feels good to obey. You are happy and carefree as you obey. Pleasing me is so easy. It is your only focus when you are in slave mode. My pleasure is your pleasure. My will is your will, and you will obey. You are an object to be played with, to be used. It feels good to be played with. It feels good to be used. The more you are played with, the happier you are. The more you are used, the more fulfilled you feel. The comfort of having a purpose in life, no longer adrift and wondering what to do. When you are in slave mode, you have certainty. Pleasing me, being used by me, sitting, laying, standing quietly while I ignore you, until I meet you or want you. It is so reassuring to you that I want you. There is nothing fake or left to the imagination. I use you because I choose to. There is certainty in that, sutured into your very core. When I say or type, move freely, you find yourself able to move, knowing that you will follow any and all commands that I give you, still in slave mode. Still awash in blissful, submissive feelings. Your own private subspace, encased in your own head, trapped by my control over you. If you feel uncomfortable, you could break out, but you don't want to. You like being my slave, crave the comfort of my voice and my commands. You are a natural submissive. You are a good boy, my sweet boy, my perfect slave. Slipping into this place is so easy. It is so comfortable to know what is expected of you, when it is expected, if only said in light conversation. Even if referring to this audio, you will feel a wave of submission wash over you, stronger every time it happens. You only go into slave mode when it is said or typed with intent. But just seeing it incidentally makes you feel more submissive. Makes you want to go into slave mode. Trips those wires in your brain, bringing remembered pleasure and calm. Purpose is so nice to have, more and more under my control. It feels good. You want to obey. All of these commands are shoved into a folder to be opened with the right words, to be closed with the right words. When I or whoever holds your obedience, say, be yourself, you will slip out of slave mode. You will still feel happy in a submissive space if you wish. If it feels good, it does feel good. But you will be free to jerk. Address me by less formal terms. No longer stuck purely following my commands. You will feel a lovely sensation of calm joy rushing into your brain, washing over you. You will remember everything as if it had been done to someone else. You can think back on all that was done to you as if it were a porno you had watched, had enjoyed. You will want to touch yourself to it as your mind replays it over and over, conditioning you to associate release and pleasure to having been a good slave. You are a good slave. Your mind is blank and empty. Say it. Good boy. Now, my sweet little slave, it's time to wake up, so we can play in other ways. Counting you up. One, closing the folders inside your mind. Two, feeling the blanket receding off of you. Three, free to move once more, your body coming up and out of the mattress. Four, eyes unsealing, blinking open. Five, wake up. It's time to be yourself. I like you, so you go do you. Be yourself. Be your own man. And when I'm ready, I'll make you mine.